It's time for Speaking Psychologically. Good morning, Dr. Braccio.
Well, good morning to you, Tony.
I want to talk leadership. We have some leadership challenges in Washington, D.C., especially with finding common ground with the president and Congress. We have some challenges with the Lansing City Council being able to meet together and putting together putting personal agendas and personal issues to the side. Tell me about the leadership. From your perspective, what is leadership?
Well, simply, it's the ability to guide or direct an activity in an effective way to an effective completion. Sounds pretty obvious, pretty simple, but my, politicians, business people in people's own homes can't seem to work as a team to get things done. But really, it is that ability to sort out what the issues are, sort out common ground if you can find things, have a vision that people can follow and they want to follow and they do follow it. That's really what leadership is all about. A wonderful book, Team of Rivals, about Abraham Lincoln talks about a president who came in pretty impossible situation and was able to bring an amazing array of people that you'd never expect together. Because every time you live, people will always say, well, there's never been anything like this and no one can work together, et cetera, et cetera. But as you look historically, there are periods of better or worse than this that certainly leaders could come forward and forge agreements and work as a team. Very difficult time right now, like you say, in Washington or in Lansing or at the state, as far as that goes.
Are leaders born or is that a learned talent?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I don't know if we can put an exact word on it, but certainly if you have certain size, if you have certain looks, if you have certain voice quality, if you have certain qualities that can set you apart. Now, obviously, the Hitlers and the Stalins and Napoleons were not physically imposing, but they obviously had an ability to inspire. You can learn those things, but it just appears when you size up people, analyze people, have an ability to work with people. A lot of that seems to be innate, Tony, but obviously there is the things that we can learn. We can learn how to work with people. We can learn how to be better organized. So it's not a simple answer, but I would say it's the mixture of the two, and when you really get them in place together, you really can get wonderful leadership. But don't ever underestimate the ability to learn and pick up the abilities to lead, because that can definitely be huge in your favor.
What else can effective leaders do?
Well, effective leaders, they have a vision, and they're able to motivate others through their vision. If you get like a person like Edison, who actually had so many people working in these huge research centers he had, he would have a vision he could have people carry forward. I think when you think of John F. Kennedy's, we shall place a man on the moon, you know, in 10 years, you know, that type of thing. The idea of being able to inspire, motivate, and it has to be a vision that people can see, they have the ability to do. You have to have the trust of people. People have to trust you. They have to respect you. And you have to be willing to share information with them as you get it and pull them with you. You have to be able to know how to really get the most out of people. If you want an old quote, Aristotle, he who never learned to obey cannot be a good commander. And actually, my favorite is by John Adams, the old president. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. And I think that is, I think that would be a good way to put it. So, and another one is Napoleon's. A leader is a dealer in hope. So it's just the ability to inspire, to pull, to motivate, bring out the best in people, set up an environment where they can succeed, they can do it, and they're very happy to be part of the operation.
I know you will, Dr. Braccio, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Have a great day.
I'm going to, and you're a great guy. You and Brittany, both of you. Talk to you later, Tom.